Today, we're going to delve deeper into a story we noted on yesterday's show, new evidence that links a healthier body to a healthier mind. Researchers have shown that physical inactivity and smoking are among 7 major risk factors associated with Alzheimer's disease in the United States. Others include depression, high blood pressure, and obesity. Globally, the biggest contributing factor to Alzheimer's is low education. The study by California researcher Deborah Barnes and published in the British journal Lancet Neurology is being presented at a major Alzheimer's conference in Paris. And joining us from Paris is Dr. Heather Snyder, Associate Director of Medical and Scientific Relations at the Alzheimer's Association. And Dr. Snyder, the results are particularly stunning because they suggest that a large percentage of Alzheimer's cases could be prevented by doing exactly what your primary care doctor has been nagging for years. Lose weight, quit smoking, get more exercise. Is it that simple?
Well, there have been previous observations and previous research that has suggested that there are a number of potentially modifiable risk factors that are linked to Alzheimer's disease. This is another study that goes to that body of evidence and really continues to let us know that we really need additional research to continue to identify what the risk factors of Alzheimer's disease are.
5.4 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease now, and that number is expected to just increase significantly over the next decades. I'm wondering what reducing these 7 risk factors that have been laid out might mean for bringing down the number of cases.
Well, according to this model, the 7 potentially modifiable risk factors in the United States are physical activity, depression, smoking, midlife hypertension, midlife obesity, low education, and diabetes. According to the model of these authors, if we were able to reduce all 7 risk factors by 10%, this would be a reduction of 1.1 million Alzheimer's cases worldwide and 184,000 cases in the United States.
This study, as many others that have looked at risk factors, is made on the assumption that has not yet been proven, though, right, that there is this causal relationship. What do researchers need to do next to try and prove that changing these factors will make a difference in Alzheimer's cases?
Well, Monica, that's a great question. And I think what the field knows is that our understanding of the risk factors related to Alzheimer's disease is going to be directly proportional to our commitment in Alzheimer's disease research on a federal level. We've seen this in other diseases. We know that in cancer and in heart disease, when we as a society have made that investment in those diseases and in research in those diseases, we've been able to change the outcomes of those diseases and reduce the number of deaths related to heart disease and cancer. At the same time, we've seen a tremendous increase in the number of deaths related to Alzheimer's disease.
So more research on the preventative end and really linking these specifically, if you do more exercise, if you treat your depression, you're less likely to get Alzheimer's, and trying to prove that.
Those are some of the studies that need to happen.
What else has come out at this conference in Paris that your organization, the Alzheimer's Association, is sponsoring?
There has been a tremendous amount of research presented on early detection and diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, including 2 studies that we highlighted earlier in the week that identified changes in the blood vessels in the eye that might be linked to early detection of Alzheimer's disease or early detection of a potential risk for Alzheimer's disease.
Meaning you can see the plaque buildup somehow reflected or shown through the optic nerve?
In this particular study, it was a relatively small study, again, very preliminary, looking at changes in the blood vessel that they could see when an individual had an increased amyloid plaque burden in their brain. So this is not necessarily individuals that have Alzheimer's disease, but they may go on to develop Alzheimer's disease because they have that increase.
So one day we may be diagnosing Alzheimer's through eye exams.
Potentially. There's also been some studies that have been presented here looking at blood and different blood markers as a way to potentially diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Again, very preliminary work that's starting to look at developing a diagnostic using blood. There's also been a significant amount of research presented looking at cerebral spinal fluid and markers in cerebral spinal fluid, as well as in different imaging technologies, looking at amyloid plaques and other changes in the brain that occur with Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Heather Snyder is Senior Associate Director of Medical and Scientific Relations at the Alzheimer's Association. We spoke to her from Paris, where she's attending the Alzheimer's Association International Conference. Thank you so much, Dr. Snyder.
Thank you so much.